Welcome to Marriage and Money, a conversational podcast about personal financial topics aimed at improving conversations about money in your marriage so you can reach your dreams together. This is a weekly discussion brought to you by a seemingly financially incompatible couple bonded by the legal contract of marriage. My name is David, your favorite saver, and I'm joined by this spender with plenty of big and scary ideas, Heather.
Oh, come on now. When have I ever led you wrong?
Oh,
the answer is never.
Oh, you're thinking pretty high on yourself about your own ideas,
lots
aren't you?
Lots of great ideas.
Doesn't mean they're not big and scary.
Right.
And it doesn't mean they don't always work out exactly as planned either.
No.
So... So anyway, I think it's just good to recognize, you're our big idea person. So we have a great show planned for today. Today we're going to be talking about big, hairy, audacious goals, otherwise known as BHAGs.
That sounds like a bad word. BHAG. You're such a BHAG. Doesn't it?
Would it be
it's
better?
Not a bad word,
Should
though.
We just
it's
call
a really good word.
Bags? It's a silent H.
I like it.
Yeah, so I think these are great because it's awesome to have goals. And so if you're going to have goals, why not have a few out there that are just big and I don't know, not really audacious. I guess audacious isn't the word, but big goals that really kind of get out there and push you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, and I come back to this all the time, that I think this is really the key to financial success is having shared goals and putting a plan in place. But a BHAG, now that can really change your life. That, like you said, is putting it to the next level, stretching you, taking to the next level, which happens to be my word for the year, level up.
Oh, that's a pretty good.
Technically correct, even though it's hyphenated. But yeah, I mean, I think that's how you're going to get further in life, I believe, are these big BHAGs that you set versus just ordinary goals that you might be working towards.
And I think a lot of us have heard about BHAGs before. It's been, you know, something people have talked about the past several years. But I think what's hard is that it's hard to truly identify what's a good BHAG versus what isn't. How do you define that? And that's something I think we need to talk about a little bit today.
Sure. And I mean, I think this all started in the context in the corporate world. But I think there's a lot of good things you can take from the corporate world and bring it into your personal lives. So I think this is an area, right?
Where, well, like budgeting is something.
Exactly. Or like our
I'm a big fan of budgeting.
State of the marriage.
Yes. Yes.
The annual plan. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. those have value. Granted, you put a different lens on it when you're looking at it in a personal space than when in a corporate space. Make sure it's relevant. But yeah, certainly. You can take some of these concepts that have been proven successful elsewhere and apply them to your personal life as well.
But when you go back to defining a BHAG, I mean, I don't think it needs to be, to me, it's more of an art versus a science in my mind, right? So this is a very large goal that it seems impossible, or at least at a minimum, it's unlikely, you know, very difficult. It's a big task in front of you, right? But it doesn't, it's like, I don't think there needs to be this hard, fast line. Well, is this big enough or not? Like, if it scares you, then it's probably a BHAG.
Yes, I've heard the gulp effect. If you're explaining this to somebody that you know, like your spouse, saying this is what I want to do, and they're like, oh gosh, you know, kind of this reaction of oh my.
Oh man, I feel like I get that reaction almost every day from you.
You do get that reaction a lot. Usually it starts with, David, I've been thinking. And then I'm like, oh no. Like,
I know, why do you react that way? Why aren't you like, oh yes, I'm so happy to hear, Heather,
well,
that
you've
been thinking.
Because every time you say I've been thinking, what follows is a big scary audacious goal or a big scary idea of some kind. But another way to think about BHAGs also when you're trying to identify, is this a BHAG or not, is, and is this appropriate, is this concept of like Mount Everest. So climbing Mount Everest is, to me, a good example of a BHAG, because yes, it's possible. We all know getting to the top of Everest, it's humanly possible.
People have done it.
It's doable. It might even be proven. It doesn't necessarily have to be proven to be a BHAG, but we know it can happen, but it's going to be hard, and it's not something you just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to climb Everest. It's No, this takes preparation. It takes time to get ready for it. It takes skill. It's difficult and challenging. Even when you're successful, it's very, very, very hard.
Right. And I think a lot, when I think back to a lot of this in like the corporate world, when my boss or a leader would come and put out this big goal and I'd be like, oh my goodness, there's absolutely no way, right? But it's like, yeah, that's when you feel like, okay, this is real because it seems so unlikely and so far out there. But so I think that I like that gulp idea.
Yeah, and there have been some examples of BHAGs. I think that certainly the big one that everybody's probably familiar with is Kennedy's moonshot, right? Where he said in the next decade we're going to land a man on the moon, and certainly they did, but like that was very much out there in terms of,
right,
is this even possible? And at the time they didn't even know if it was possible. I mean, they set these goals. That was almost bigger than a BHAG.
Right. Well, unlike what you said with the Everest example, that hadn't been proven. We didn't know if that could even happen, right? So it doesn't have to be something proven. But I think the point is it's a challenge that you put out there, right? And you're working towards it. I know for us personally, we've had a couple, one being, you know, this assignment in Singapore. That was something that I had always wanted to do and you got excited about and kind of put it out there and ended up, you know, happening for us.
Yeah. I mean, we've done the Living International. I know we had said we wanted to live on a lake for a lot of years, and that was something that was kind of out there in the distance. So that one of those, someday we're going to do this, not really knowing when someday would be or when we'd be ready, when we could make it happen. And really exciting that we were able to make that happen.
Yeah. And my current personal professional BHAG is, you know, reaching to be a CFO someday. So putting that out there and we'll see if that can happen.
Yeah, right. And when I was younger, my big BHAG was
to buying own a DeLorean. Yeah, there you go.
Right. And I didn't think that, I wasn't sure if that could ever happen. And it did. So I don't know. Setting BHAGs is great to be able to motivate you, and push to make those happen. Gives you something to aim for. So I don't know. Why should you have a BHAG, Heather? Are they truly valuable? I mean, we've kind of hinted at, yes, they are, but why do you think people need a BHAG?
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, I really think personal goals are important. You know, and this is a financial podcast, so putting out financial goals in there for yourself and for your marriage. I really think you're not going to attain things in life unless you set goals. You don't just stumble upon things, right? You have to work really hard. So, I mean, a BHAG, again, is just taking it to the next level. So putting something out there that's so big. I think it's valuable if you want to make something or have a big goal in life. I think that's how you get it, is by putting it out there and putting a plan together to achieve it.
And we've done that in a few different areas. I think when another area where I think of how we've use that to inspire us is in terms of just retirement and saying, okay, here is the number we need to retire. But if we could get there early, maybe we could even consider an early retirement, or maybe we could maybe we could improve what that retirement looks like, or how could that potentially look? And I think that's a BHAG that could be common to a lot of people.
Right. But I do think a BHAG should inspire you and energize you and get you excited about it, right? But I will warn you that inspiration can only take you so far. When it comes to executing and making that BHAG, to me, what I've heard before is that it's the people who work hard and show up on the days that they don't feel inspired that win. So it's like you got to work hard even when you're not feeling inspired. But hopefully having this BHAG out there, this inspiration, this motivation of your why, what you're working for.
Your purpose.
Will drive you.
Yeah, you need that purpose to motivate you, but you're totally right that
motivationally takes you so far.
Showing up even when you don't want to show up is a big part of it. And yeah, and there's a lot of days where I'm sure everyone is not feeling like they want to show up to work or show up to what they need to do. That's why we call it adulting, right? Is because you gotta do what you don't want to do sometimes.
And I mean, I don't think it's bad to have big goals in life and want to reach, you know, if it's a financial, if it's a professional goal, if it's a DeLorean. Like, I don't think that's bad to have dreams, you know, out there that you want to achieve, that you and your spouse or you alone want to go after.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think that's
yeah.
what makes and life fun.
It is what makes life fun. It
makes a reason for what you're doing.
And it's one of those things, like we've talked about several times in other goal-related episodes, that the having that common goal really helps bond you to your spouse and helps you give a common mission to work towards. And that's something that you can't really replace with anything else.
Right, and especially when it comes to your money. It's like giving purpose to it. It's like not just making money and investing it for no reason. It's like, what are you going to do with it? Okay, so it's going to give you freedom to spend more time with the people you love, or maybe you're going to give it away and donate it. So like, again, it's giving purpose and meaning to the dollars versus just, you know, accumulating them for nothing.
Yes,
for
no purpose. It shouldn't be a pile of cash in your bank account. It needs to be, there's purpose behind these dollars. And what does that look like? How does that manifest for you? And clearly defining that. That's what that BHAG is, right? So how would you go about creating a BHAG, Heather?
Good question. So, I mean, again, this is something long-term in nature. This is not a goal that you're going to do tomorrow or this week or maybe even this year, right? So this is something out there that's going to take time, like the Everest example. Like, it takes time and months and possibly years of training, right, to get to that place. So that's kind of the, you know, when you're thinking about it. But what I would recommend doing first, if you're like, I have absolutely no ideas here, is to do an ideation or brainstorming session. And I think we've talked about this before. We had a session or a podcast on dreaming, and that was a really fun one to talk about.
Fun one.
Like, that's so fun to sit down with your spouse and talk about and dream about what your life could look like. Like, ask those questions. Like, what does excite you? What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years? To me, this is like the fun part. It's like dreaming and putting everything out on the table. And at this part in the process, don't limit it. Everything is on the table. You should just be throwing out ideas from all over, you and your spouse having a really fun time talking about and dreaming about what life could look like.
I think that sounds fantastic. I mean, I love dreaming. I like thinking about what ideas, what could
I like
the
dreaming
look
about
like.
You.
Oh yeah. What am I wearing in those dreams?
DeLorean t-shirt.
You're dreaming about my ripped six pack that I have, huh? I think that is exciting, coming up with that list of ideas. And I think where you start out is you make that list of ideas and you don't limit yourself, but eventually you get to a point where you have to say, okay, we have a bunch of ideas about what we could be targeting, what we could be focusing on as this big goal. And because you really don't want to have 20 big goals, because if you have 20 big goals, you're not working towards any of them.
Right.
So you need to really, really want one BHAG. You really want one, maybe two, but you need to be focused, in my opinion, on what is the thing we're going for. And in order, the kind of that first sweep to say, how do you narrow this down? I'd say would be feasibility. Like, what is within the realm of possibilities? So I think of, like, this is kind of getting to that Everest test where it's feasible to climb Mount Everest with enough work. Like, yeah, there are hurdles, but they can be overcome. And I think about maybe like if a foreigner like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Austrian born, he's a citizen now, but Austrian born, right, wanted to become president of the United States. There's currently no path to do that. So would that be a good BHAG for him? Yeah, he was able to become a governor, but could he really become president? Not really. Not without moving some big mountains that probably aren't very feasible. So probably pick a different BHAG.
Yeah, but I do want to caution, because I really don't want you to feel limited, because these should be scary and they should be like, man, this is unattainable. And if you start limiting yourself too much, I worry that you're going to downplay it too much as well. Like, you do kind of, it does need to be out there. I mean, So there's no path today, but that doesn't mean the same thing with the moon. Like, there was no way to happen, right? So
right.
I'm not saying that right. that rule is ever going to change with that law. And there might be things that get him far enough along that, you know, may not finally reach president. But to your point, like, what, you know, how far can you
change.
Go, right?
Things so, could change.
So, yeah, I agree. Like, you do want to be realistic. But I also want to caution to not just be to sell yourself short. Because this is, I feel like, where I hop in, and this isn't with BHAGs, but just with personal goals in my life, I feel like I often like set the bar too low because I don't want to fail. Like, right? Like, nobody wants to fail in life. We all want to succeed. And so I often tend to probably set goals too little because I want to make sure I get them and I want to make sure I can reach them. But in this instant, I mean, this should be something that you're constantly striving and reaching for, and you may not reach it, right? So just caution to not be too conservative or trying to get it completely worked out to, you know.
Certainly, yeah. The BHAGs are all about let's set some big goals, let's take some risks. And so I'm certainly not saying don't take risks, but I'm saying if you need to filter out a few of your BHAGs to say what am I going to focus on, don't go. I'm not saying go for the easiest one. I'm saying don't go for the. You may not want to go for the one that seems least likely.
Sure.
I'm just saying, consider it.
Okay. All right.
But once you've selected that BHAG, now comes the hard part of actually achieving it.
What? I thought it just like happened.
Oh, I wish.
You have to actually work for this thing?
I wish. Yeah. And
you can't just put it in the out of the universe and let it happen.
And like anything else, I mean, a BHAG's like a bit like a project where yes, it's insurmountable if you look at it at the high level. If you say, okay, I want to climb Everest. Okay, great. Well, you can't just go do that. You need to break that down into the steps that you need to do in order to make that a reality. Okay, I need to do a certain type of training. I might need to become familiar with different equipment. I might need to figure out how to, I'm not a hiker. I'm not a mountain climber, so I don't know all the details of this. Might need to learn some new knots or I don't know, but there are certainly steps on that path, to figuring out how to do it.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. And you know this from your job because it's kind of what you do for your job, right? It's like putting it into bite-sized pieces and maybe even to the point where it's like, maybe you put in some big milestones, like if you can get like, hey, here's some big milestones and then even baby steps to get up to each of those milestones, right? So yeah, I mean, it just takes time to put this plan together. But the important part is that you're breaking it into steps and you're working on it. I mean, anything that's really worth it in life is going to take.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. And we can do hard stuff. We can do hard things and it's worth it.
Yeah, we do hard things all the time.
That's right. Another thing that I like to do, which I've recently picked up in like the last year and a half, is, you know, visualization exercises. And I've heard a lot of podcasts, like a lot of successful people who really do this. Like Shaun White is a big one that does this, you know, the Olympic snowboarder guy. And I mean, he like really specific visualizing what he's wearing, the music, like everything, like putting yourself there. And I think that is really helpful to visualize it and feel it and see it and like really try to put yourself in that future situation or where you're trying to go. I think that that's, I don't know. I don't have proof to be able to say I've been doing this, but I do think that exercises like that could be really helpful.
Oh, certainly.
Doesn't hurt.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah. And
along those same lines as affirmation exercises as well, like that are kind of tied to that. So if this is what you want to be, like affirming that and calling that out and saying that, it's another thing that I've done and I've heard that that works for a lot of successful people as well.
And then also, I think if you know other people that are on a similar journey or have been on a similar journey, surrounding yourself with people that have been on that journey that you can learn from and that can support you on it is going to be very helpful as well. So like Heather, you were talking about becoming a CFO. And so that's a big, scary thing to do. And it's a long road to get there. And what are the experiences you need? What are the things you need to understand or the roles you need to have to prepare you for that. And you probably can't come up with those just independently on your own. You need to talk to people and you need to have conversations around what have people that have been successful on this endeavor done that you might be able to learn from as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's really a point. Like we keep going back to this Everest example, right? So it's like, okay, if you've never hiked or climbed a mountain, you know, those are the people you're going to want to walk to. Like if you're trying to get fit and run a marathon or something, you don't want to talk to the guy who's just sitting on the couch eating Cheetos, watching TV all day. You want to talk to the person who's run marathons and Ironmans and these races and can learn from how they train for it, what they do. Like those are the people you want to surround yourself with, right?
Yes.
So I think that's really, really key about, you know, I've heard it said, I don't know who said it, but you know, that you are most like the five people that you spend the most time with. That's who you are like, right? And so, yeah, if you're trying to be a certain way, you want to surround yourself with those kind of people, because even if you're not being intentional about it, like you're going to pick up habits and, you're going to pick up things from those people, even if just by being around them, even if you're not trying. And to me, I think this is where, again, your habits and your routines and your rituals come in handy. Because, again, if you're doing this every day, then it will become a habit. And you won't, so on the days when you don't feel like showing up or doing that training or you know, whatever you need to do, like if it becomes a habit and a routine, it's just, you know, if you create those systems and those habits, you're going to continue to do that even when you don't feel like it. And so surrounding yourself with people like that, like you're going to pick up things and learn from them, even if you're not trying to.
So. Yeah, because it's part of that culture of hanging out with them.
Right.
And one more thing about the connecting with the right people. You may already have a good support group. You might, you know, a group of friends or a great supportive spouse. But if your BHAG is outside of their expertise area, they may not be the right people to help you through this. And you may need to find different people in order to help you work towards that goal. Like, I'm probably not the best person to help Heather figure out what the right path to CFO is, right? That's, yes, I can consult and offer thoughts, but I'm probably not the expert there. And so she needs to find that expertise outside of our relationship to get that insight. So just because you value someone's opinion doesn't mean they're the expert. And even if they right. have opinions, right. that doesn't necessarily mean they're the expert in that area.
And I think Ken Coleman, who's on, you know, Dave Ramsey, and he helps with like people trying to get new jobs or start new careers. He talks about this a lot, like meeting with those people that are doing it today. Right. To your point, like I should be talking to other CFOs. How did they get there? What did they do? You know, so introduce yourself to people that are doing what you want to do, right? I think he talks about that a lot.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really good observation. And then one of the great things about BHAGs and aiming high is that even if you don't achieve that goal, you're going to hit something. You're going to get at least part of the way there. And odds are part of the way there, or even most of the way there, is going to be still a great accomplishment. And it's kind of that old phrase, if you shoot for the stars, you'll at least hit the moon. And that's pretty cool too, right? Like that you're still going to improve. You're still going to accomplish something great. Even if you don't get your goal, it's not a loss. You're better off.
Yeah, I agree. And that's really hard for me to say because I don't like failure. And I'm sure most people don't like to fail. You want to succeed. You want to hit that goal. But the reality of it is, like you said, you will, even if you don't hit it, you are going to grow. You are going to learn. You're going to be better off than where you were, or if you hadn't put that out there and been working towards it. So don't feel down or, you know, depressed if you don't get all the way there. Look back and see, you know, it's a lot about the journey, right? Versus the destination. It's like, what are you doing? How are you improving? What, you know, how are you growing? And the destination might change. Maybe the BHAGs change based on as you've grown as a person or whatever, and or what your goals
and
are.
And you said you don't like to fail, but have you really failed if you've grown?
Right.
If you've still bettered yourself and you've accomplished several things, even if what you accomplished wasn't ultimately that BHAG, I would say you haven't failed. Right. You're still doing great.
All right. So we want you to continue this conversation with your spouse or significant other. So Do you have a BHAG as a couple? If not, start ideating and dreaming today. Go have that fun meeting. So, David.
Heather.
What is a BHAG you never thought we would accomplish?
Well, this one's pretty easy for me.
Oh, wow. Is it the DeLorean?
No.
Oh, you knew you'd get that one.
I knew I'd get it eventually.
You knew. You never doubted that one.
This would be living internationally. Mm. So I never thought we'd accomplish it. And in fact, I never thought we'd accomplish it so much that I agreed to buy our dream home. Because I was told by you, yep, those days are behind us. That's not going to be feasible now for us to do it. And I believed you, and it made sense to me at the time. Yep, living internationally, that dream is dead. That is a BHAG that is dead in the water. And so then, let's go ahead and buy this lake home that we've always wanted and make that the BHAG, get that BHAG off our list, and awesome. And then what do you know? Like a year later, here we are in Singapore.
We hit two. We killed two with one stone. Oh my gosh. There. That's what you made happen.
So I would not have bought that house if I had thought that this BHAG was still possible, which I did not. So I think that's a pretty good indicator that I did not think this was going to happen. How about you? What did you come up with? What do you
think?
Well,
honestly, I've never thought that we couldn't accomplish goals that we put our minds to. I really believe we can do anything that we put our minds to.
You're an optimist. I like that.
That's right.
I like that about you.
Again, I do set pretty low goals, though, let's just be honest, to make sure we hit them. But
I feel like you set pretty high goals.
But I actually thought the same thing as well. And it wasn't that we couldn't make the international thing. I just kind of thought the opportunities had gone by. It didn't really look like that was the path that was going to come our way. So it's not that if we really wanted to do it, I think we could have made it happen. But it just kind of felt like, that's not where our life direction is going. You know, I think that's kind of, we missed that opportunity. So I kind of thought the same thing too. But it's interesting, one BHAG that we have that we haven't really hit, I mean, I guess it's still out there, that I was thinking about was kind of around this podcast. So when we started this podcast, you know, I threw out a big number for what I wanted our listener, you know, to be after the first year. And we were now, to be fair, I had absolutely no, like, I had no idea if it was big, small number that I threw out there. I had, because I literally had only been listening to podcasts for like 2 months. I had no idea. And there's not a lot of data out there, let's be honest. But
that's true.
Anyway, the point is well, yes, that's not that far away. Like we've started this like not even 2 years ago, right? So we're still working on that BHAG. But the point is going back to the last point that we made in this podcast, like even though we haven't made that goal, we're pretty far from hitting it. We have learned a lot along the way and we've had fun. And I feel like we've been successful even though we didn't, you know, hit that actual number.
I think that's a great way to phrase it. Yeah, because we've gotten a lot of personal development out of this podcast.
Right.
You know, this podcast isn't monetized. That wasn't the goal here. The goal was to help people, and we want to help people in the biggest way possible here. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel like we've made an impact, although not as big of an impact as we had envisioned. You know, we still are. We're still working on that, and we're having a fun time doing it.
Right.
And I think that's really beneficial. Yeah. Well, awesome. I think that about wraps up our conversation for today. Remember, you can always email us at marriageandmoneypodcast@gmail.com or message us on Instagram at marriage.and.money. Thanks again for joining us this week. And remember that whether you're a spender or a saver, your best financial life lies somewhere in